Hello to all my Chaver Meishu, Tovis Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on our Shir in Mishnayos. We're in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are at Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Now, we're going to be starting to talk about what they did for blowing shofar on a tainus. Just as an introduction, the Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Beis, says that they used trumpets. Whenever they used trumpets, it would bring people to thoughts of tshuva on their deeds that cause any tzaras. And in Halacha Dalet, he says, there is a chiyuv to fast and daven on days when there were tzaras. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they also blew a shofar together with trumpets. So the Mishnah starts, but tainios, when there was a tainus, as Taisus Yontov says, brings from the Rambam Parakeh in Hilchos Tainus, that any time there was a tzara, like there was a famine, or plague, or there were locusts, something similar, that's when they would have a tainus. The verse says, they would geyser a tainus on tzara of a tzibur, they would blow during the Shemona Esrei, as it's brought down in Mesechus Tainus, Parak Beis, Mishnah Hay. And so what did they use? B'shal scharim kefufim. They used, as Rashi and Rav says, rams, elim, and Rashi adds on this, the standard ram horn is bent horn. The Pharisee says, also not necessarily a male, but also a female sheep is, well, you can use that horn as well, because it also is standard curved. The reason why we have a curved one is because in a tainus, as much as a person is bent over, and he's machnia himself, it helps to in his tefillas. Upien metzupa kesef. It's there. The mouthpiece, the mouth is plated in silver. Tzvi Yisrael says, whenever they needed to gather people together, like in a tainus to daven, we see it's used silver, as it says, Me'midbar Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, Asilecha Chatzotzros Kesef, make yourself silver trumpets. And only on Rosh Hashanah, because of Kavod Yontov, they used gold ones. Tzvi Yisrael says, also, the reason is the Torah doesn't want to make people spend too much money, Klal Yisrael, so they only asked for silver, but on Rosh Hashanah, the Kavod Rosh Hashanah, we use gold. So we had the shofaris, ushtei chatzotzros b'emtza, and there were two trumpets in the middle. Rashi and Rav say there were two shofaris, one on either side of the two chatzotzros that were in the middle. There's a sefer Yom Teruah that says, even though we blew with two shofaris there in the mikdash, midiraisa only needed one. The rabbanim masakin two be mefarsim that the day is with chatzotzros. Shofar makatzer chatzotzros ma'arichos shemitzvah yom chatzotzros. The shofar would only blow a short note, and the trumpets would blow longer notes, because the main point of the day is to use chatzotzros for the people to gather and to feel a hiruri tshuva. As Rashi says, it's there to lekanufya be'almanu. It's only used the chatzotzros to gather people together. And whenever we have a gathering together, we use chatzotzros, as it says by midrash Perek Yud Pasuk Beis. V'hayu lecha lemikra ha'eda. The chatzotzros are there to call people all together. And Rav says the average tainus is because it was a tzar for the tzibur. And it says in Bamidbar Perek Yud Pasuk Tes al hatzar hatzar eschem very osam bechatzotzros. When there is any kind of tzara befalls you, blow with the trumpets. And only in the Mikdash they did it this way, but in outside the base of Mikdash, whenever they would use a shofar, they wouldn't use the trumpets, as it says in Tehillim Perek Tzadik Hei Pasuk Vav. But Chatzrotzros were called shofar harilefnei Melech Hashem. So lefnei Melech Hashem, yes, when they were in the Mikdash in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then they blew with the Chatzrotzros and the Kol Shofar, but when they're not in the Mikdash, they wouldn't use them both together. And similarly, the Rambam agrees that outside of the Mikdash, they only blew with the Chatzotzros, and they didn't blow in the shofar. The Rashba says they could have decided to use either one, either a shofar or the trumpets outside of the base Mikdash. The Ravid says, no, they only used the Chatzotzros because when they used the Chatzotzros, it was only when they davened an extra tefillah on the Tainus, as it's explained in the second parak, Maseches Tainus. and they blew the shofar for the rest of the tefillahs of the day. So according to the Raya, the chatzoses would draw with the extra tefillah, and the regular tefillahs they used the shofar. And check into the Lacha Mishnah and the Makom Mishnah Hilchos Tainis Perek Aleph Lacha Dalet for a deeper explanation. Continuing on in Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is in the Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, it says Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah. Yovel has the same dinim as Rosh Hashanah. As for Israel says, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, they also blew Midi Areisa to blow a shofar. So how is it exactly like Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? Litkiya, the Mishnah says. And Rashi and the Rav said, you use flat, not curved shofar. As we're still going with the sheet that we had earlier on Mishnah Beis, that in Rosh Hashanah they use flat shofaros. And even though the tekiah and yovel is not for tefillah and it's not for remembrance, it's just for siman that we're sending the avadim free and the tefillahs are going back to their owners. Still, it's like Rosh Hashanah we need, because we learn Gzeira Shava, Shvi, Shvi, that all tekiahs in Chodesh Shvi in Tishrei should be similar to each other. So you blow the shofar with a flat, straight shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, you do the same on Yom Kippur when it is Yovel. Another pshat is, when it says Litkiya, it's not for the shape of the shofar, but the number of Litkiyas, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud, Halachas Yud, and Yud Aleph. So it's similar to the Yovel to Rosh Hashanah for Litkiya, and also Ula Brachais, Rashi and the Rav explain, because you need to say Malchus Zichron Shavus and Yom Kippur of Yovel, just like Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says, he brings a pasuk, that the pasuk that says Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha, that we say in the Moses of Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that in Yom Kippur of Yovel, because that's only talking about the creation of man, which happened in Rosh Hashanah, and that wouldn't have any relationship to Yom Kippur and Yovel. So we leave out that part of Zayom Tchilas Maasecha. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, he argues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah Takim Mishal Scharim. He says, not like we've learned till now, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we blow with a ram's horns. Which first of all says, it's a male sheep, and also you can use even a female sheep, which they're both normally curved. Because, just like we said before by Itainis, Rabbi Yehuda says, here in Rosh Hashanah, you should also be bent over. That helps me submit your nefesh, and it's better for you. The Meiri says we do it just like the Tainis, and the Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says that Yehuda argues on the Mishnah Beis we had previously that said whatever shofar you want, whether it's curved or straight, is kosher Rosh Hashanah. He says that. It says in that Mishnah that even though one might be better than the other, they both be the Eved Kasher, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that just the shofar that is bent is Kasher. But the Raivid, the Rush, and the Ran hold, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's just an adifus for the shofar to be bent, but you could use a shofar, straight shofar, if you wanted, that would also be Kasher. So, but La Halacha, if we go look in Baruch Chaim, Sim and Taf Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph, it says like this. Shofar Shor Shoshana Mitzvaso B'Shal Ayel V'Kafuf. The shofar we use on our Rosh Hashanahs is from a ram, and it is bent. B'di'evet Kol HaShofar is Sherim, but B'di'evet any shofar is Kosher Beim Shutim Beim Kfufim, whether it is straight or bent. Or Mitzvah Beim Kfufim, but it's better to use a bent one, Yosim Reb Shutim, than the straight ones. B'Shal Parah Possible Chol Gavna. In any event, don't use from a cow. Again, you can run into that problem. Inka Teger Nasa Saneger, the eagle was the prosecutor. Okay, the parah comes from the eagle, and we don't want to remember that when we're having a Rosh Hashanah, and that can't turn out to be our defender, so we don't use from a cow or calf. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Beis says the reason we use from a ram is a zecher for Akedis Yitzchak, and included in this is also a female sheep. But it's better to use the look to try to get of a ram, because that is a better remembrance to the Isle of Yitzchak, because that's what Avraham Avinu found to take Yitzchak's place on the Akedah. In Dirshu Os number 2, he brings from the Taz that even though Akedah Yitzchak was with the male ram, as we said, still the female sheep is also reminds us of the Akedah, because all types of sheep in that family remind us of the Isle, because the whole point is three, because it's also part of the mishpacha of sheep. So all a ram is a type of sheep. It's the male, but anything that's in that family will remind us of the Isle, even if it's a female sheep. Now, continuing on, Ubiyovlos b'shal yoylem, but on Yovel, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, we should use the wild goats, and Rashi says that he doesn't hold the Gezer Shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Taisus and Daf Chaf Vav Mabez, the Rimas Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is just a Svara, that the more bent over it is, the better you are, because it's for the Yom HaDin, to remind us of the Akedah, that's Rosh Hashanah. But for Yovel, it's just to let the slaves go free and to have the fields go back to their masters, so we don't need to have a bent one. And Taisus Yantav brings from the Ran that it's the day of Yom Kippur there, and Yovel is to proclaim freedom. So it's better to use something which is a siman of Cheres, which is something straight rather than bent over. Now the Rav says that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Tanna Kamma. We don't go completely like one or the other. The halacha really is that whether it's Rosh Hashanah or it's Yom Kippur of Yovel, both of them we use a curved shofar from a male ram. The Israel says the halacha on the Tainis is also like Rosh Hashanah, but the Rashba says Tainis we also can be yaitza with metal trumpets as well. Continuing on Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, Shofar Shenizdak Udvako Puzzle. If you had a shofar that had a crack in it and you glued it back together, it's puzzle. The Rashi and Rav say with the glue that it's called glued. I guess it's a French word. Okay, that's puzzle because it's like have two different shofars and not just one. The Rav adds, and this is only if it is cracked to its whole length, but if it's cracked to its width, if there is a place where you can put your mouth up until where the crack is, you'll have the shear of tekiah, it's kosher, and if not, puzzles. What is the shear of tekiah? You should be able to hold it in your hand and see on both sides of your hand. So if you can put your mouth on the shofar, put your hand to hold the shofar, and there's something visible on both sides of your hand, and you haven't reached the crack yet, that's fine. Tver Israel says that Rashi is holding that it was actually cracked into two separate pieces according to its length. And Taisus holds that there was a crack to the length along the whole length, but it wasn't broken into two pieces. And Rabbi Yehonah's son holds that even if small crack to its length would be puzzle, because once you start blowing, it's going to crack even more. Now we continue on in the Mishnah. Devek Shivrei Tavak Shivrei Shifres Puzzle. If you glue together the broken pieces of a shofar, it's puzzle. For Israel says, even though we already said that even though it was cracked, it's puzzle, here he's telling you that even if each of the pieces is like a ring, a whole ring around it, and even if it was left in the lengthwise a piece that could fit for his blowing, which would be 4 thumb's width, still it's puzzle, because the Torah said, shofar echad, you can have only one shofar, Amar Rachmana, and not a lot of shofars. Miri says it's puzzle, even if each piece has at least a tefach, which is the shear of a shofar, and it would be kosher if it wasn't put together into one bigger shofar. So even though each piece separately would be kosher, once you put it together, it's not kosher. The Rifa learns that the Mishnah is going to Kula, that only in Shivrei Shofar that weren't sharing by themselves, that's when you put them together, it's puzzle. But if they would be kosher by themselves, it would be okay to put them together. But the halakha is like Meiri, that no, even if it was kosher each separately, it's still no good. As we see in Archaim Simon, Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sif Yud Dibek Shiv Reish Shofar Sam Zeh. You glued together pieces of shofar together, the Asmeham Shofar puzzle, and you made a shofar from this puzzle. Afilu im yesh b'sheva shekeneged pir shir shofar. Even if the piece that you're blowing by your mouth has the size of a shofar, still, once you put them all together, you're puzzling because you're making one shofar out of many. Okay, continuing on the Mishnah, Nikaf Ustamo, if it had a hole in the shofar and you close the hole, Im Ak Visatkiya Puzzle, if it prevents the Tkiya from blowing well, it's Puzzle. Vilnav Kasha, otherwise it's Kasha. Tereserel says, this is if you use the same min to fill up the hole. And most of it was hole to start with. And it didn't change by doing this what it was from before it had the hole. It still blew just as well. And he says, in Shasat Chak, if it had a hole, and most of it was hole in it, and most of it was complete, and it didn't change the fact here that most of it was complete, if you filled it with its min, Shasat Chak, when it had a hole, and most of it was complete and not changed. So if you filled it with its own min, it would still be good, even if it changed. Even if the sound changed from before it was, it'd be kosher. So the fact, when we said before that if it changed the sound, it's possible, he's saying here, the first Torah says that's not the case if you use the same min. Even if the sound changed, it still would be kosher, but if you filled it together with something with a different min, then it would only be kosher if it didn't change the sound from the way it was previously. But if you didn't fill the hole at all, even if there weren't four thumbs worth till the mouthpiece, and even if the voice changed from the way it was, still would be kosher b'shas l'chak. So not filling it makes it even better. And he says that it's more coolest by the hole than there is by a crack, because in a hole, a round hole, it's not going to break more by blowing. But if it's cracked, it might break, so maybe you won't blow it the strength you need to blow. Some say you shouldn't blow with a shofar that has a hole in it, even if it does have the shear from the mouth till where the hole is, because it'll ruin if the hole in it, it won't have the same good voice sound as it had previously, and it is not to be used. That's the end of our shear today. If you'd like to reach me, any questions, comments, complaints, you can write to me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.